Right, thank you. I've got Patrice next. So Patrice, over to you. Thanks for waiting.
Sure. I think I have my microphone finally working tonight. So hi, everybody. I want to start by just thanking the state for holding these meetings. There's obviously a lot of pent up anxiety and a lot of pent up questions to finally have a process to start to roll that out. I conceptually, you know, really understand where you're going and why you're going in this direction. But when I think about what you're actually doing, I am really just overwhelmed with concern because, you know, Selene, you explained that this is a very long process and some decisions will be made quickly. But in reality, this is an extraordinarily aggressive time frame to make a huge decision. Where are we going to site a potentially 12 turbine wind farm that will be out there for 20 years? It's not going anywhere and it's going to be cabled. So, you know, doing outreach with the fishing industry is difficult during best times. Doing it during a pandemic is, it's really mind-bending. I mean, this is stuff that guys need to be in a room with a chart, you know, being able to show you what's important to them and really having time to digest. What are you talking about? What is this technology? How is it going to impact us? And there's just precious little time to even begin to get the wheels turning, never mind make a decision that we're going to live with. You know, part of that is, you know, we talked about identifying data gaps. Well, we don't need to identify them. We know we do not have any fine scale spatial data for the offshore lobster fishery. And we can be sure that this very, you know, long lasting decision will have to be made without it. It's impossible to do that. I'm very bothered and really, really grappling to understand the logic of doing a siting and moving forward aggressively with this research project before we've started a planning process. And, you know, one of the things that's been drifting through my mind is, well, you know, we can try to really motivate guys to come to the table and let's just try to get this in the best place possible and really minimize the impacts. Well, if the state is successful in doing that and a commercial developer comes along, then, you know, maybe the commercial development goes in a place that's really precious fishing grounds because we just cited the tiny one in the place that, you know, to minimize the impacts. So it really keeps bringing me back to the fact that we're vulnerable to get this wrong because we haven't done anything to get the right data in place to site this properly for a lot of the fisheries. And we have no long-term vision of how this fits into the broader potential for commercial wind development in the Gulf of Maine. And the other part of this is, you know, this might be able to happen quicker than a full-scale commercial development, but I can see no way that it precludes commercial developers coming in. So I don't know. It leads me to an uncomfortable place. MLA has a long history of collaboration. We're always at the table. We always take the high road. We try to do our best to make things work for the fishermen, but I'm feeling very uncomfortable about telling fishermen to help site this because siting this so fast feels like a very, very dangerous and misguided step. And, you know, I guess I just want to urge you to really consider why. I've asked this question many, many times and have yet to get a satisfactory answer. And, you know, really ask that you maybe rethink the planning process and how potentially this research array could be at the beginning of the planning process and not just move through uncomfortably fast. For some reason, honestly, that I think escapes the reach of anybody in the fishing industry right now. And I can't figure out a way to connect those dots. So I guess that's not a question at all. It's a commentary. It's a concern. But I feel like it's just really important to get that on the record.
Thank you, Patrice.
Yeah, thank you, Patrice.
Dan, you are up next.